All right, so get this, right? We're going on this deep dive today, and you're not gonna believe where we're going. We're talking money transfers.
Money transfers.
Yeah, money transfers. But hold on, it gets interesting. This all spawned from, get this, a blog post about a game called X Empire.
A game?
Yeah, a game. It's wild, right? So picture this. It's September 27th, 2024. You're scrolling through this X Empire blog, probably looking for cheat codes or something, and bam, you hit this section called Path to a Billion. But here's the kicker. It's not about in-game currency or anything. It's about how we move money in the real world. It's kind of brilliant, actually.
It is interesting how these unexpected sources can offer a unique perspective on familiar topics.
Right. And they kick things off with the OG of money transfers, the one we all know, and well, maybe not love bank transfers.
Ah, yes, the good old days of actually going to a physical bank, filling out deposit slips, hoping you have a PIN.
Oh, and don't even get me started on waiting for that paycheck to hit your account. This blog compares it to watching paint dry.
It's true, the Post even talks about direct deposit, like it's some ancient relic.
Right. Okay, but seriously though, why does it actually take so long for these transfers to go through?
Well, it all boils down to security. Banks have these systems in place, these layers of verification to make sure, money's coming from the right place, going to the right place. And that takes time, especially for international transfers.
Yeah, it's that whole trade-off, right? Security versus speed. I get it. You don't want your hard-earned cash disappearing into the ether. But then, bam, electronic payment systems enter the scene. Like, our blog post makes them sound like the superheroes of the money transfer universe. They even use the example of buying something online with PayPal, which, let's be honest, who hasn't done that at like 2 a.m.?
Convenience is king, right? And this post really drives that point home. But, and this is important, this ease of use often comes with a price tag, those pesky transaction
Like
fees.
a convenience tax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those platforms got to make money somehow, right? And those small fees, especially for international transfers, that's how they do it.
Okay, but before we get ahead of ourselves, our Path to a Billion guide, it throws in this other thing, mobile app transfers. You know, like when you're splitting a bill or something, paying your roommate back for pizza.
Right. Talk about technology just seamlessly integrating into our lives. It's incredible.
And the blog post even talks about like those little hiccups you can hit, like that dreaded, oops, hit my transfer limit message.
Oh, I've seen that one too many times.
Right. Especially after, one too many drinks on me rounds. But it does raise a point. The blog post kind of jokes about accidentally sending money to the wrong person, calling it charity. But like with these instant transfers, that's a thing. That money's gone. You can't exactly ask for it back like you could if you like handed someone cash.
It's a double-edged sword, right? The convenience is amazing, but it also means we have to be extra cautious. Although behind the scenes, there's a lot going on that we don't see. Like the post mentions two-factor authentication, those codes they send to your phone and stuff.
Yeah, or those prove you're not a robot puzzles.
Right, exactly. All of that is to combat fraud. It's like a constant back and forth between the platforms and the people trying to, well, you know.
It's like a digital arms race, really. But speaking of games, our Path to a Billion guide finally brings us to what I'm gonna call the cool kids table, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, that whole world.
It's definitely a world of its own, the Wild West, but with digital money.
And to even start to understand it, you got to wrap your head around the blockchain, which the blog describes as a digital ledger.
It's actually a pretty good analogy. Think of it like, imagine a massive online game, right? And there's this public quest log that everyone can see. Every time someone completes a quest, trades an item, it's recorded in this log.
Are all falling?
Now just swap out quests for transactions and items for cryptocurrency. That's basically the blockchain, a shared record of every transaction that's practically tamper-proof.
So, like, every Bitcoin pizza ever bought is
Yep.
on there for everyone to see. That's kind of wild. No wonder people are into that whole anonymity thing. But here's where our Path to a Billion post gets really interesting. Right in the middle of explaining cryptocurrency, there's this random news segment.
Yeah, it seems a little out of place at first.
But remember, this post is from September 27th, 2024, so it's like a little time capsule of what was big news back then. And some of it ties directly back to this whole money and technology thing we've got going on. Like, they mentioned Bill Gates using ChatGPT, that AI chatbot thing.
Right, to help him with research and writing, I think it said.
Exactly. So now I bet you're thinking, hold on, what does Bill Gates and his AI buddy have to do with money transfers? But just wait, there's a method to this madness.
The blog post seems to be suggesting that this is a little peek into a future where, get this, AI is calling the shots, at least when it comes to our finances.
Like we'll have robot financial advisors.
Maybe. Think about it. AI could analyze your spending, find those patterns we don't even realize we have, and then bam, personalized financial advice. Like having a supercomputer whispering money tips in your ear.
Okay, that's both cool and kind of creepy. Like, am my phone going to start judging my takeout habit?
Hey, maybe it'll just help you budget for it better, right?
Mm.
But hold on, the news segment keeps going. Now it's Apple's turn. They're rolling out new AI features in their iOS 18.1 update. Text summarization, notification grouping, even the ability to, like, erase stuff you don't want from photos.
It's like AI is taking over the world one app update at a time. But circling back to our whole money thing, it does seem like all this tech, especially the mobile stuff, could really change how we pay for things.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine your phone not just handling your transactions, but like actually helping you make smarter financial decisions. That's the future this blog is painting a picture of.
Okay, last but not least, the news segment mentions something about Tesla coming out with this wireless charger for their electric cars. I know, you're probably thinking, what does that have to do with anything? But stay with me here.
It might seem out of left field, but if you think about it, this whole wireless charging thing points to a world where we're relying less on, well, cords and plugs and all that physical stuff. And that could have huge implications for how we pay for, say, energy and transportation.
Whoa. Okay, you just blew my mind a little. So we're basically going wireless with everything, but it makes you wonder, right? If we're ditching all the physical infrastructure, what does that even mean for money itself? Will we all be using Bitcoin to buy our groceries?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something our Path to a Billion blog subtly touches on. It's almost like technology and our relationship with money, they're evolving together.
It's a wild world out there, that's for sure. Well, there you have it, folks. We just took you from those old school bank visits all the way to the future of cryptocurrency and AI. What a ride, right? But before we go, any final thoughts? What really stuck with you?
I think what fascinates me the most is just how quickly everything is changing.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about mobile payments, AI financial advisors. It's like we're on the verge of a whole financial revolution.
It's both exciting and a little terrifying, right? Like, will we need to learn how to code just to buy a cup of coffee in the future?
Probably not. But hey, a little tech knowledge never hurt anyone.
Yeah.
But seriously, this deep dive just highlights how important it is to stay informed. You know, things are moving fast, and the more we understand these changes, the better equipped we'll be to roll with the punches.
Well said. And who knows, maybe we will all be on our way to that $1 billion, just like our ex-empire blog promised. All right, that's it for this deep dive into the world of digital money transfers. As always, thanks for listening. Keep those brains engaged, and we'll catch you on the next one.